MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. In Hobbs, Tyler Ray Jonasek, 25, was charged with three counts of abandonment or abuse of a child, all first-degree felonies. And Trinity Kaylin Lewis, 25, was charged with three counts of accessory to wit, abandonment or abuse of a child, also all first-degree felonies, after their six-week-old baby girl was hospitalized with severe injuries. The child had multiple broken ribs when she was left at Covenant Health Hobbs Hospital and was transported to hospital in Lubbock for advanced medical care. Doctors said that the child had sustained at least 29 old and new fractures, which they said were evidence of violent and recurrent abusive trauma. She was placed in protective custody and released to New Mexico CYFD while still receiving medical treatment, a Lee County Sheriff's Office release stated. Anyone with information is asked to call 575-396-8281 or 575-396-8005. Also in Hobbs, Odelia Lopez Perez, 17, faces first-degree murder or intentional child abuse resulting in death charges after medical experts determined her 8-month-old baby died from physical abuse. And concerns for safety at the almost 30-year-old nuclear waste repository between Carlsbad and Hobbs linger despite a 3-month pause of disposal operations while various areas were repaired. The Waste Isolation Pilot Plant suspended its disposal operations from January 5th to March 13th, allowing workers at the underground nuclear waste disposal site to complete several infrastructure repairs and upgrades. The outage is held every year to allow for such work. Workers replaced the motor on the waste hoist, which brings TRU waste down into the underground at WIP, where it is disposed of via burial, according to a news release from the Department of Energy's Office of Environmental Management. To allay lingering concerns, WIP workers during the maintenance outage added a new motor which controls 6 head ropes, 3 tail ropes, and a 53-ton counterweight. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.